And it's Friday, the time we talk movies here on The Takeaway. We have already covered blockbusters like Harry Potter, but what about the summer's foreign films? Two of our favorite critics are here to tell us what's worth checking out this weekend if you have had your fill of popcorn movies. A.O. Scott is here in the studio. He's the film critic for our partner, The New York Times. And Wesley Morris is a film critic for The Boston Globe. He joins us from WGBH in Boston. So I'm going to start with you, A.O. Scott. People have seen a lot of blockbuster films. I saw Harry Potter, but you have, you know, some really interesting films teed up, you know, an irreverent British political satire and a couple of pretty serious films. But let's start with In the Loop. What is it? Why is it getting so much attention?
In the Loop is a British political satire. It takes place in a kind of it's a familiar sort of topical conceit. The Britain and the United States are about to go to war with an unnamed Middle Eastern country.
Oh, hang on a minute. What does that remind me of? Let me think.
And it's about, I mean, it's less about war than about the kind of the internal workings, the sort of the ugly, grubby reality of politics. And it suggests that the ship of state is powered by vanity, stupidity, opportunism, hypocrisy, duplicity—more or less in that order. And so it's a lot of fun.
Well, so is it like masterpiece theater? Do we hear beautiful accents?
No.
Well,
Wesley, you are laughing here. You've seen it, I gather.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really smart. It's very funny. It reminded me of a very modern version of one of those giant costume dramas where, I mean, not the masterpiece theater sort, but like where there's just a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
And usually it's in preparation of some sort of royal event or, you know, the retinue of a certain kind of dueling retinue.
Yeah,
it's a
court drama. It's like almost like a Renaissance court drama, but with a lot of obscenity.
Let's get to the obscenity because that's what we like early in the morning.
Now, all the stuff you can't say on the radio.
Exactly. You know, people have said, you know, Rahm Emanuel, one of President Obama's right-hand men or right henchmen, depending on how you criticize it. Rahm Emanuel uses a lot of swear words, and this movie, In the Loop, has a two British bureaucrats going at it with a lot of bombs.
Why wasn't I told about this?
Why the f*** would I tell you about it? I've told you to f*** off twice and yet you're still here.
You should tell me about it because it's a scheduled media appearance by this department's Secretary of State, so therefore it falls well within my purview.
Within your purview?
Yes.
Where do you think you are? In some f***ing Regency costume drama? This is a government department, not a f***ing Jane f***ing Austen novel.
Yeah, so those bombs I was talking about, those were F-bombs, just to be clear. So.
Compared to this character, who's loosely based on Tony Blair's actual press secretary, Alistair Campbell, this guy's name is Malcolm Tucker, I think he makes Rahm Emanuel look like the church lady. I mean, this is some heavy...
He actually looks a little bit... Peter Capaldi, the actor who plays him, looks like Rahm Emanuel, too, a little... I mean, you know, the ashen hair, the wiry physique.
If Rahm Emanuel had lived on nothing but heroin, scotch, and cigarettes for the last 15 years.
And how's
we don't know
James,
he has it.
James Gandolfini is in this, too, right?
Yes, James Gandolfini.
Is he good?
Yeah, he is. He's doing this thing these days of playing kind of against Tony Soprano type of... he did it in Pelham 1-2-3 also, playing kind of sensitive, slightly fussy, neurotic characters. He plays a Pentagon general who's trying to stop the rush to war.
All right, gentlemen, enough with the Brits. My idea of a good August is a Slurpee, air conditioning, and subtitles.
Ooh.
What have we got, huh?
I'll give you my phone number after.
Yeah. Only if you're buying the Slurpees, dude. So what are the foreign films that are breaking out this weekend?
I guess Wesley will go with you.
In New York, anyway, I know there's A Woman in Berlin that opened recently, and Lorn of Silence, which is a Dardenne Brothers movie that I'm not sure if it's opened yet.
I think next week.
But it's coming.
Now, Woman in Berlin, is that based on the book that came out not long ago, which was the journal of a woman who was in Berlin when the Russians came in and did their occupation?
Yes. It
so in other words, it's not going to be an Anne Hathaway remake in 5 years, right?
It's
not
going to
be light and happy. Oh, stop it.
I don't put anything past anybody.
Okay, give me the 10-second synopsis. What kind of movies, what kind of experience is this going to be while you and I are having our Slurpees?
I mean, it's not going to be pleasant. I mean, it's a very powerful movie. It's really well made. It's well acted. But, I mean, the upside of this movie, I think, I don't know how Tony feels, I think that one of the strong things about this movie is that it doesn't do any of the sort of sentimentalizing or sensationalizing of what is essentially a difficult story. I mean, you've got these people who used to work for the Third Reich, and they're sort of fighting. I mean, some of them did. I mean, some of them were just ordinary German citizens. Now sort of dealing with this brutal occupation that lasted for about 8 weeks from the Russians. And, you know, it's not a good summer for the Russians at the movies anyway.
Oh, yeah. I just want to reintroduce you. I mean, Wesley Morris, you are from the Boston Globe. We also have A.O. Scott from the New York Times. And, you know, I just want to get to this other movie. You have Lorna in Silence. I'll start with you. What, you know, Tony, A.O., I know you have many names.
Well, Lorna Silence is from Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne, who are Belgian brothers, who are two of the, I think, you know, two of the really great filmmakers working today that nobody on this side of the ocean seems to have heard of. And this is, I mean, they make very intense, very austere dramas, mostly about kind of working class or marginalized people in Belgium. This is about Lorna in the title is an Albanian immigrant living in Belgium. And these movies are very, they're very spare. They can be a little harsh, but there's something very beautiful and even poetic about them. I mean, the stories are almost like fables of modern life at the same time that they're very realistic. And they're great performances and are really, I mean, this is not a feel-good movie, but some of us like to go in and feel bad while we're enjoying our Slurpees.
All right. Well, I think that's a takeaway right there, and we have to wrap it up and wrap up this hour. And I want to thank you both. That was A.O. Scott of our partner, the New York Times, and another one of our partners is WGBH, which is where Wesley Morris of the Boston Globe has been. Gentlemen, I will be heading for those Slurpees and those comfortable seats.
What art house is having Slurpees?
Wesley, we'll talk later. All right. There's been a lot of scorecard tallying going on this morning. President Obama, did he sell health care? White Sox pitcher Mark Burley, we knew that it was a good week for him. The Cash for Clunkers program, now that looks pretty good. Let's get the take of Dan Neal, the automotive critic for the LA Times.
One of the problems of making cars that last 20 years is that cars last 20 years, and the rollover rate is so slow. So those 2002 Cadillac Escalades that people were driving around, they're still driving around. They'll still be driving around a decade from now, but for programs like this.
All right, that's Dan Neal, Cash for Clunkers. That's a winner. Who's your winner? Who's your loser of the week? Tell us at 1-877-8 MyTake, MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And don't forget, you can always get our podcast on iTunes.
I'm Farai Chidea.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, and this is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.